not willingly by the reason of him that made it subject in hope. Because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groan and travail in pain even until now, and not only it, but ourselves also who have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. We stand up to hear the most holy gospel. It's taken from St. Luke. At that time, when the multitude passed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And going up into one of the ships that was Simon's, he desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he told the multitudes out of the ship. Now, when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke, and they beckoned to their partners that they were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so they were almost sinking, which when Simon Peter saw, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." But he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him at the draw of fishes which they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. The words of the most holy gospel. The Father and the Son. So dear friends, it's the fourth Sunday after Pentecostes. So we're going to meditate together the gospel of today, putting the gospel also in the context of the present crisis, or also about our spiritual duties, the fight that we are undergoing, and what God expects from us in these moments. It's a beautiful gospel full of teachings. First, the first point is the duties of Catholics in general towards our Lord and His word, His teaching. So we see in the Gospel that a multitude were present upon Jesus to hear the word of God. This is exactly what our Lord wants, that we be loving doctrine, loving His truth, loving to know more, to hear sermons, to deepen into our gospel, our revelation, our faith. It's exactly what our Lord wants, because when our Lord in the Apocalypse, God says that the reason, He only gives one reason why people shall be deceived at the end of times. He gives only one reason. He said, "They shall be deceived by the Antichrist and the devil, because the lack of love for truth." So that's the first teaching in the Gospels today. had to be very eager to know more, to deepen, to ask the Holy Ghost to help us to understand and to hear sermons, to study. This is one of the things that has been helping us, I know very well. You are studying your catechism and doctrine, and you are eager to know more and more. This is very important. Don't leave that habit. Remember, St. Pius X says that the study of doctrine must be done by a 6 years old children, and even has to be done to people who have more than 100 years old. Yes? So has for the whole life has to be done, catechism, doctrine, spiritual reading, whatever has to do with the faith, to nourish the faith, has to be done on a daily basis. Don't forget about that. Look for it. If you are caught yourself being bored or being not interested in doctrine, it's a yellow light, alarming light, that you are not, something is missing there. Something alarming is there in your life. So this is the first point that we see in the Gospel of today. Our Lord stood by the lake, yes? So he went into the ship, means the church, to teach. Because the church is the only reliable, the only source of authority for teach the truth, for the teaching of the truth. So the magisterium. So we go to drink doctrine from the sources of tradition. Yes? The revelation, the holy apostles, the gospels, of course, the holy Bible, the magisterium, the encyclicals of the popes, the doctors of the church, the ordinary magisterium. So we have to drink from all these sources. We are teaching nothing of ourselves. Even in the sermons, we are not allowed to teach opinions. So Archbishop Lefebvre was very clear about that. He said, I am handing down what I have received. It's what we are supposed to be doing as priests. You know? So our Lord, after he stopped preaching, when he finished, he was done. So he asked Saint Peter to go into the deep, so go to open sea, we can say, because he had drawn no fishes at all during the night. So you have here many teachings. First, our Lord tells Saint Peter to go deep in the sea, so deeper than. Go higher in the spiritual sense, go to the supernatural reality, go to the faith, go into the depth, in the deep of the sea, means go with the Holy Ghost to search men, fish in this case, in the deep realities of our faith. So with the help of the Holy Ghost, we go to convert and to look for souls and to sanctify souls in the depth of our doctrine, of our teaching of our doctrine, through the motion of the Holy Ghost, the divine realities. So the deep is the realities of God given to us on this world. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for trout. So Saint Peter answered, Master, we have labored all night and have taken nothing. The first teaching here. So Saint Peter, in a mystical sense, he's saying, Lord, you want us to catch fish, to convert people, basically, mystically speaking. But we have labored in darkness before our Lord, in those moments of the Old Testament, the lack of a real deep faith or deep understanding of the will of God and the doctrine. So we are in darkness. Saint Peter, like speaking, we have not fished nothing at night. So without our Lord, we can do nothing. Basically, is the meaning. So that we if we want to do something in life, it has to be done at the daylight, means with our Lord, with His teachings, with His faith, with His help, with the Holy Ghost, with Mary. Otherwise, we will got nothing in darkness. So it's again the importance of keeping tradition, because we are in deep darkness. And people wonder why there is no conversion, no sanctification. It's precisely because we don't go into the depth on the light, with the light of the Holy Ghost and our Lord's teaching, the divine realities. We've been going into depth with of our doctrine of the Holy Ghost, of the Most Holy Trinity, with Mary. So, but St. Peter said, at thy word I will let down the net. So this is exactly the next teaching. So St. Peter, after answering that they had caught nothing at night, so he decides to obey our Lord, even if he was more experienced in fishing, you see? In the sense that with the practice of fishing, he was a master, St. Peter. So the obedience of St. Peter is exactly what we are supposed to be doing. Obeying tradition, obeying the divine realities, obeying the Holy Ghost, obeying Mary, obeying St. Joseph, obeying the saints, following the magisterium. This is what St. Peter did. He followed our Lord, even if humanly speaking, that was not possible to catch more fish. Because for St. Peter's experience was not possible. Night was the night of fish for fishing. So he said, at that word, I will cast the net. And when he had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes. This is the next teaching. So we want vocation, we want religious life, we want sanctification, we want to save our families, our friends. We need to go into the depth of the sea. We need to go into the depth of the love of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, in the depth, to drink the divine waters of His love, of His teaching. There is no other way. And we do through Mary, because Mary is precisely the center of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. So we must to obey this commandment of our Lord to go into the depth by dwelling in Mary, living in Mary, living like Mary, for Mary, through Mary. This is what we have been taught by our Archbishop Lefebvre, by Saint Louis de Montfort, all the saints. So we'll cut fishes. So sanctification is the focus of our life. Sanctification is going to the depth. Sanctification, dwelling in the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, with Saint Joseph. This is the summary of what we have to be doing now. Because without sanctification, there cannot be fruits. There cannot be life in our neighbor. Because nobody can give what you don't have. Yes? This is why it's the idea that the religious life, our Archbishop Lefebvre said, that seminaries or missionaries without religious, they will do nothing. They cannot do nothing. No fruit. They will not be fruits. Success. That's the reason. Because without sanctification, without the graces flowing to us, there cannot be conversions. If there is no conversion, no vocations. Yes, if there is vocation, but there is no sanctification, there is no perseverance. They dry down, they dry up. So this is one of the teachings we can draw from this. So we can say that Archbishop Lefebvre, precisely, he, in one of his conferences, he said that the priest is a religious per excellence. So the priest must aim to sanctification, to holiness, to perfection, with all his strength. is why the priest should be holy and ready when he, at least in the illuminative way, when he's ordained priest. And to keep up that, he must do a great deal of sanctification practices, no? But so this is the end, sanctification. So after that, Saint Peter fell down to Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." So Saint Peter reveals his obedience, deep respect for our Lord's divinity, and a great deal of humility, obedience, humility, and respect, fear of the Lord. Yes. And the consequences is that he was confirmed by our Lord in his calling, in his vocation. He said, "Come and follow me." So this is the moment in which Saint Peter already he left all things. He was the third calling of Saint Peter. This is the event. It was the third calling of Saint Peter. So he will not come back anymore, because our Lord said, "You shall be henceforth fisher of men." So you will catch men. And having brought their ships, follow him. So this is the gospel of today. So, in the present crisis, if you notice, our Lord wants that we commit wholeheartedly to his work, not halfway. So, this is why he said many times, "If you look back, you cannot be my disciple." So, if you are not ready to abandon father and mother and lands and properties for my own sake, you cannot be my disciple. So our Lord wants whole commitment. This is why we don't compromise. He who compromises looks back for something that is not our Lord, which is leading the way, Mary and our Lord. So anyone who compromises cannot be apostle, cannot be a disciple of our Lord. More than ever, we have to remark that event. So in this crisis, you will wonder what is going on around us. Well, it's deeper and deeper unfaithfulness in faith, deeper and deeper and most horrible compromises we see around us in our fellow traditional priests. So, for example, the SSPS, we know, compromising with the globalists, with the new agenda, with the injection, the job, and Vatican II, and working together with the new church, putting the matrimony, for example, in the hands of the wolves. Not only in doctrine, putting in their hands, and not only in question of doctrine, which are already very grave already, but also putting the matrimonies themselves in the hands of the dioceses. Yes, in such a way that if someone of those matrimonies had the temptation to separate, they will do it through the dioceses, separate the matrimonies. So many ways of compromising we see in this SPS. But also we see that in the fake resistance, without doubt. For example, they place yellow light to the SSPX officially, especially the Dominicans of Abrujé. They said it's okay in certain circumstances. Bishop Sendejas also, he said the same. It's okay in certain circumstances, you can go there. So they are not based upon doctrine, upon principles. Yes. They are looking just at a practical level, which is precisely the heresy of Americanism. Americanism is to see practical actions detached from principles for the benefit of people. You never do that. Before you do something, you have to consider principles before you act. Precisely because the faith is connected with our actions always. And we see the gospel. We are supposed to be working with our Lord full time. We cannot say, I will do this for the benefit of people, forgetting about principles, forgetting about our Lord and the faith. We cannot do that. You might say, well, once a year, maybe. No, neither. We cannot compromise. It's what Cardinal P said very clearly. No? The mistake of Catholics through a centuries is to compromise. Basically, to wait until they see the false consequences of false principles to start working, reacting, or fighting. So they say, no, I will compromise at the beginning, and I will see how things develop, and after I see something very bad, I will start fighting. It's too late to start fighting. This is Cardinal P. It's too late. This is the mistake of Catholics through centuries. The fight is at the level of the faith, of the principles. As soon as we see a principle being taught in a habitual manner by traditional priests, we quit them, we don't work with them. We are far from them, at least. We practice charity, but we don't work with them. Yes. It has to be clear. He said, Cardinal P said, in questions of faith, intolerant. Because it's from the very nature of truth to reject a lie, falsehood. It's the very nature of the faith, of the light, to reject darkness. Cannot go together at all. So he said, the enemies of the church, or those who doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, they are tolerant or compromising in questions of faith, and they are intolerant in questions of charity. The Catholics are the opposite. Catholics are intolerant from the very beginning in questions of faith, and always tolerant in questions of charity. Yes. This is the balance. We cannot lose this balance. We cannot put our eyes far. We cannot forget these principles. This is our battle. From this depends the blessings of God. If you notice, St. Peter, he was blessed. He caught plenty fish because he was faithful. He was obedient. He was humble. What we need. If we are keeping faithful to tradition, we will have the great catch of fish, men. So we will have many conversions and many certifications and many convents and monasteries, many seminaries. But we cannot lose sight of this reality, these principles. Otherwise, we will miss the whole point and we will commit the same mistakes that the other groups. So let's say very clearly that we don't have bishop now. So we don't have any trustworthy bishop now to help us. So the seminary is future monks, future nuns, most no doubt now. So we are moved in this moment by divine providence and by supplying jurisdiction, yes? But we cannot compromise with the bishops. There are bishops, but they are not trustworthy. So there is Pope, yes, but it is not trustworthy. We don't follow him. There are bishops, yeah, there are bishops, but they are not trustworthy. We don't follow him. We don't make compromises to get something. So this is why it's good to remember these points, so that not to relapse or relax, not to allow ourselves to be deceived for a benefit to do compromises. So let's pray that we will keep faithful and to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to St. Joseph, and our Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.